My pleasure, Steve. Always great to be with you, especially on such an auspicious and promising and positive day. So thanks for having me.
Chuck, what does it mean to the franchise that on this particular day it is now settled and they're not still in the limbo like some other franchises are right now?
It's a great relief. It's exciting. It's hopeful. It's a day that we weren't sure was going to come. And we're just so thrilled with where we are right now. You know, one way or the other, as you and I had talked about, the spikes were not going away. We were going to continue to play no matter what. But as I said during our Zoom press conference earlier today, which you participated in, and thank you for that, we just weren't sure what our platform was going to be to do that. And as we looked at the range of alternatives and considered them all with an open mind, I was concerned because having done this now in State College for 15 years and with Scott Walker and our staff being so deeply ingrained in the community, we thought we had a pretty good idea of what our community most enjoys. And for Major League Baseball to come up with this new concept that we're so excited about, that I think if you'd sit down and you say, what would be the perfect vehicle to have in State College and for the spikes and to the community, I don't think you could come up with a better plan than they have. So, I mean, this certainly was not designed for State College, but my goodness, it's about as perfect an alignment of circumstances as imaginable. So, you know, for us to know that while we're all deeply, you know, mired in all of the consequences and day-to-day circumstances of the pandemic, to know for ourselves and for our community that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and that it's not that far off, you know, it's only about 6 months off, that's something that gives us great great hope, gives us great energy, and we're just so delighted and relieved and excited to know that the future is in such a good place, and now we can go about doing the things we've always enjoyed doing, which is being a great part of the community, adding to the quality of life however we can, being a place for fun, affordable family entertainment, and making lifelong memories together for many years to come.
All right, another key component to this, and I've had J.J. Cooper on the show a couple of times from Baseball America, so I've been able to really keep up with, as you pointed out in your Zoom conference today, he's been an important outlet in all of this. But the number of games, to get it negotiated up to 68 games, 34, 34 home, 34 away, what did that mean to the potential success of the model?
It meant everything. It was the difference between this being an interesting concept that had no chance of being a successful business and something that that we can really work from and have a business that's sustainable so we can be the platform that Major League Baseball envisions to create this dynamic new product that brings the best draft-eligible players in the country together for an intense opportunity to compete against one another, enhance their draft position, secure their draft position. So that was everything. When Major League Baseball started to actively engage on this format and invited the Spikes to be a founding member, that was my entire focus, was the number of games. Because you can have the greatest idea in the world, but if there's not enough games, there's just no way for it to be a viable business. You know, if you think about it, we have about a 9.5 month off season and roughly a 2.5 month season. And those 9.5 months, we're spending money in advance of the season. And then we play those games to try to make it back and hopefully make a penny or two as well. So it's kind of like in a baseball game. That 9.5 month off season is like giving up 7 runs in the top of the first when it comes to business operation. You need those 9 at-bats to chip away and get back on top. And so that's what having those home dates means to us. And the original concept had far fewer games, and it was a great idea for a Major League Baseball standpoint, but it was not a viable business platform for clubs. And I really salute Major League Baseball and Prep Baseball Reports, who's going to be operating the league from a baseball perspective for them. First of all, for engaging us, for listening to us, and ultimately being so responsive, because the scheduling format that they ended up devising is vastly different from what they had originally. And it's the difference, as I said, between having a good concept that has no chance for business success, and a concept from which we can all benefit.
All right, so now I'm going to take this because of the multiple hats that you have. Minor League Baseball ownership, Major League Baseball ownership. Right? When you were associated with the Rangers, how much would it have helped to have a league like this so that you could get good advanced scouting to make proper draft choices?
It would have been great. You know, every opportunity for players to be seen is a positive for everybody involved. And certainly with the growth of technology in scouting and evaluating players, there's a lot about the old system that, while beloved, was outdated. And now to have an opportunity for the best draft-eligible players in the country to be spread among only six teams, only three games a night, to have each ballpark outfitted through Major League Baseball with the most updated technology to evaluate players and to be able to compile all of that data, in addition to having scouts from every Major League organization present to see every game and every player and only have to be in three locations at a night in order to do so, is a phenomenal scouting opportunity that's keeping with the times. It's more efficient. It's better for the players. It's better for Major League Baseball. It's a great idea. And as comfortable as we were with the status quo, you know, you'd really have to be stubborn not to see that this is a really good idea. And again, it at first it was a good idea that had no chance of being a successful business. And I think Major League Baseball and Prep Baseball Report, thanks to being open-minded, and then being really ingenious about how to address the concerns that some of the founding club members, including myself, raised, or league members raised, have addressed that. So I think this is really interesting. And, you know, it's going to be everything that Spikes fans have enjoyed and more. Because all the things that made the ballpark experience special, all the things that make our contributions to the community meaningful, those continue unabated, except now from a baseball standpoint, you're going to have an even higher concentration of talent,
right,
an even higher number of guys on the team every year who will make it to the big leagues. And, you know, just the level of competition where guys are fighting for fewer draft spots, I think is going to be a fascinating thing to watch from a baseball perspective. And from a fan and entertainment and just ballpark enjoyment perspective, it's going to be everything you like. And I think the baseball will be even better.
Right. I agree with that. The baseball is going to be better. And there is a big difference here between, we often hear about the wooden bat summer league. Okay. Cape Cod League, Alaska, two examples. I believe your son Jack played some summer wooden bat along the way, right? Along the way?
He did. He played in several leagues. He played in the Prospect League, which emulates the Frontier League. He played in the West Coast Collegiate League, up in Washington State. We hosted a Texas Collegiate League team in Frisco this summer, so I'm pretty familiar with that. And this is not that,
right?
That's my point.
That's my great point. Right. Because if you're the Cape Cod League, you're not drafted for 10 months.
That's right. I mean, over the years, summer collegiate wooden bat league baseball has proliferated, and it's terrific. You know, but it used to be back in the day, back in like the 60s and the 70s, the Alaskan League was really the king of the hill, and the Cape. And then the Alaskan League sort of fell off, and the Cape maintained its stature. And you had the Northwoods League and the Coastal Plains League, and a lot of other leagues that have done very well. But the problem, if you will, is the level of proliferation of these teams. There's just so many teams and so many leagues in so many parts of the country. From a baseball standpoint, in terms of bringing baseball into communities, that's wonderful, and I'm all in favor of it. But from a scouting and player development standpoint, it's really been counterproductive because the best players are spread over too many different locations and too many different parts of the country. That was problem number one. Problem number two is because the draft has been held so early, it was the worst of all worlds in a couple of respects. One is there was no window of opportunity calendar-wise for major league teams to scout players who were draft eligible playing in professional baseball circumstances, you know, with a wooden bat and all the same rules of professional baseball. The last opportunity they had to see guys playing in was in college or high school where they were using composite bats, and it was just a different environment.
Right.
So one, that scouting opportunity exists. Two, the guys, as I said, they were spread all over the place. So now to have an opportunity immediately before the draft for a meaningful number of games to scout players in a concentrated basis, three ballparks a night, the best technology, every major league team, you know, scouting those games, in professional circumstances is a great opportunity from a scouting and player development perspective. And again, I think from a fan standpoint, it's going to be fascinating.
And plus all the ballpark amenities that go with it that makes it a fun night. But they're also going to see Mahoning Valley still. They're still going to see Williamsport still. They're going to see West Virginia still. Then there's the addition of the Trenton Thunder, whom you're familiar with, of course, in the days with the Curve, and then a team to be named later. What does the ownership of those groupings mean to the success of this league? But also the fact that there's also a travel component. These guys aren't going to be worn out from long bus rides overnight.
Right. This is going to be a very geographically convenient league. I mean, probably of all of the leagues that Major League Baseball is affiliated with, this is going to be the most geographically convenient league, which has a lot of pluses for the players. It has pluses for scouts, for everybody. Because, I mean, right now, the farthest trip we'd be looking at is Trenton. And I made the drive from State College to Trenton, and it's not bad.
No.
I mean, it's actually pretty good. I mean, you're talking probably 3.5 hours, which is great. So you've got a really geographically convenient league. You've got strong ballparks. These are all strong operations that do great things in each of their communities, and really strong ownership. In fact, every club so far has ownership that is involved with other clubs as well, and that's a positive too. So the relationships that we have with Major League Baseball, I think the broad perspectives and experiences that we've had from operating teams in different places, I think is another strength that this league has. And as I said in the Zoom press conference, I'm glad there's six teams to begin with. There was some talk of eight. Mm-hmm. I actually think six is ideal for a host of reasons. So this is something I'm really excited about. You know, this feels like kind of a 2-point reversal in wrestling. You know, we felt sometimes like we had a shoulder blade on the mat and we were just fighting to keep the other one from touching down. And here we've kind of turned it over to where I think we've got something that has a chance to be really special for a long time. And most importantly, something that our community will really, really enjoy, because as you said, not only is it everything that everyone's come to know and love about the Spikes in terms of the ballpark experience and the things we do in the community, not only during the season, but all throughout the year. But I think the things that attracted folks in the community from a baseball standpoint will be everything they liked before and more. And again, I can't think of a concept that's a better fit for the Happy Valley community than this one.
Plus, there's the stamp of the Major League Baseball part of it. State College Spikes, along with the aforementioned affiliates that will be playing in this league, have the stamp and the backing of Major League Baseball. The importance of that is critical, isn't it?
No doubt. No doubt. And that's another differentiation from summer collegiate wooden bat leagues, where, again, there's so many and those guys aren't draft eligible and they're not directly associated with Major League Baseball. You can't get a much closer affiliation with Major League Baseball than when your league has been created by Major League Baseball and is called the Major League Baseball Draft League.
That's right.
You know, there's not a lot of subtlety or ambiguity in that one, Steve. So, this has literally been created by Major League Baseball, operated by Prep Baseball Reports on their behalf. There's going to be a very close working relationship between MLB, PBR, and the league members. There already has been, and the redesign of the schedule is a good reflection of that. So I think this has just worked out exceptionally well. And we're really, really excited about it.
Not only that, the redesign of the schedule, it's when it takes place. In May, maybe the end of May, going into August. The fit with the community, with Penn State baseball and, of course, football season coming up, how do you feel about the fit of when the season takes place based on how this community operates?
Like a hand in a glove. It's just perfect. To start in late May rather than middle of June is a plus. Those are great dates, great weather. You know, schools are still in session, which is a good thing for us. And we think it's terrific. As far as the Penn State baseball program, if they advance and they're playing into June, that just adds more excitement to what's going on and brings more attention to baseball. And one of the things that I'm excited about, in fact, I texted happy birthday to Coach Cooper yesterday and was letting him know this, but the league has PBR and Major League Baseball said they would be happy to hold a spot or two every year for a Penn State player who's draft eligible, who's capable of playing at that level. So So for the university to have that as a recruiting tool, for that to be an attraction, and then to see, you know, a young man who's been there for a few years and has done well, now have an opportunity to stay home, showcase what he can do against the best players in the country, I think would be a great local interest story, great for the university program. And so, again, I just can't think of a concept that could fit better for this community and this organization than the Major League Baseball Draft League.
Well, there's nothing like sitting up there and talking about all this during the course of beautiful summer nights in State College. I think this is a great day for State College Spikes baseball. I think in the end, this really worked out perfectly.
It sure did, you know. And we've known each other a long time, Steve. Yeah. You know, I'm a relentlessly positive person who focuses on solutions. And somehow, some way, I felt like there was going to be a soft landing here, that we were going to be okay.
Yeah.
But uncertainty is always concerning, and there sure was a lot of uncertainty. And then the clouds began to part about a month ago, and really focused with MLB. Could they make some changes to take a great idea and turn it into a viable operation? And again, to their enormous credit, they did so. And I think we've come out in a really good place. Kerrick Jackson is going to be the president of the league on behalf of Prep Baseball Reports. He's a really impressive guy who, has a deep understanding of things from a professional and a collegiate standpoint, and a lot of great experiences in his career. So I think this has really come out in a great place. Now we've got a platform to go out and do the things that we love to do for a long time forward. And I think the community is going to respond to this in a very enthusiastic way, and it's going to be a really exciting season in 2021.
Absolutely. Looking forward to every second of it. Our thanks to you, Scott Walker, Dan Petrozzolo, Joe Putnam, everybody that's been involved in helping to make this happen. We appreciate it very much, Chuck.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for everything you've always done for this franchise since even before day one. And I'm glad we're going to get to share those experiences together into the future.
So can't wait. Thank you, Chuck.